תשבוב טוב שיניים גמור. We'll be starting in a moment.
Summon up some idea of what B'nai Israel about to went. over the Dairies. We have the Holocaust as a as something we could relate to, and we do read about, and it's real to us, and we know people who suffer through it. And we could maybe make that too show and summon up a feeling of, you know, when you think of all the murders and all the exiles and all the destruction of Kihilos, of thousands and thousands of hundreds of thousands and millions of Amishraw. Maybe we can be touched there, and then we could sort of relate it to the Hork Beis Hamikdash, which was the Siva for all of it. So I want to talk tonight about the Beis Hamikdash and what we lost. I want to say two thoughts, maybe one for each Beis Hamikdash. And then, if there's time, if I was in the mood, if I could manage it, maybe we'll learn some Medrash Eicha, and we'll. Medrash Eicha really focuses on the tragedies that occurred to Klal Yisrael, the third tragedy that the Gemara speaks of. One final thought before we start. It's sort of an ironic thought. It's hard to cry and it's hard to feel the sense of loss of the Beis Mikdash. And maybe it's easier to think of the tragedy of Bnei Israel. So I want to point out something almost ironic. And that's in the Masil Sisharim, Perek Yud Tes, which is explaining Chasidus. And he talks about how a person, someone on like a really, really high madrega, passed a Torah, or a Chasid, maybe sure it's not there, more than perfect. The Chasid will be concerned, he says, not about how he's doing, not about his own personal avoda. Of course, his avoda is perfect because he's been through the preceding steps from the Zohar to Shor. But his concern, what he cares about, after he performs his obligations perfectly, what motivates him and what consumes him, what he's passionate about, is not his avoda and his olam haba. That's pretty perfect. That's perfection. He does it to perfection. But what he's passionate about is Kavod Hashem. He says, Einu Eskavnen, they care about the Kavod Elyon, and therefore, when they pray for the Gula, and they bemoan the Golos, they're bemoaning and thinking about the Chilul Hashem of God. So, you know, that's not an unfamiliar idea to everyone here. You say, wow, that's kind of so much regular. But then he says something very, very interesting. He says, that's kashur with the faith of Klal Yisrael. The Kavod Hashem is kashur with how Am Yisrael is doing. E etcher lo kavod ha'elyon lehisrabos. It's impossible for Hashem's kavod to be rectified. Elo begu'uloson shel Yisrael will be ribui kvodo. But the Shmurk who created that link. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a link that we represent him, and Klal Yisrael's the ups and downs and the tragedies of the Geula of Klal Yisrael will reflect themselves, and that will be reflected in Kavod Hashem. The chosid is groaning. He cares about al kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al kvodo shel Yisrael. Nitzos sur the shore. Sheshnei devorim yesh bein yitzah. There's two parts to this more than perfect feeling of the chosid, what he cares about. He agonizes about the Kavod Hashem, and he agonizes about the Kavod Yisrael that's kashur with Kavod Hashem. Atzar ma'ab akosha al ilui kvodo shel Yisrael v'shal voso. The feeling of distress over the Kavod of Tal Yisrael, their status, and how the Kavod Hashem is troubling them. Why do I call that ironic? Because it is ironic. Because perhaps we can summon up tears for what Klal Yisrael has underwent. I call it ironic because, of course, it starts off with a base of English. I'm supposed to feel that's what broke down. Everything was desired there from that. I'm saying that's hard for us. Certainly to be both at over that is hard for us. We wouldn't be the chazit, the chazan seifis, the chazois. I wouldn't. But maybe we can summon up tears for what Klal Yisrael has undergone throughout all the diaries. And maybe it's because we have such a dogma that we're so close to. And then you times that by 2,000 years. And I say, ironically, that's the Mesul Sushar entire Madrega, because that laterally translates into Kavod Hashem. And we say, this is not just what happens to Klal Yisrael, is happening to the Kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam is totally in the Kavod of the Klal Yisrael, as the Kavod Shem says. And the Chosid will care about the Kavod Hashem and the state and status of Klal Yisrael and what happens to them. So maybe that we can do, and as I say, ironically, that would be a Madrega to strive for, and maybe we can reach it through contemplating Klal Yisrael, and that equals, represents, stands for, determines the Kavod Hashem of the Bria. Let's go back. I want to say two thoughts about the Beis Hamikdash. Amr of Yitzchak, Bishah Shachar of Beis HaMikdash, Matzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'agrom Avinu, Shehoya Omeid B'Beis HaMikdash. Amr Avinu standing in the Makom HaMikdash. Amr Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, Mali Yedidi B'Beisi. What are you doing here? What are you doing, B'Beisi? He calls it Yedidi. Omalo aliske bonai bossi. Masha explains the Davin for that. Omaloi, you're too late. Bonecha chotu v'dolu. Omar lo Avram Avinu says, Shema b'shoge chotu. Maybe not so bad. Maybe you rectify it still. Omaloi calls a posuk asosa anazimosa. It was amazing. Amalai Avraham Avinu says, Shema mi'uton chatu. Maybe it wasn't robe of the Am. Amalai Barabbin. Hayol chalizna brismila. Maybe that would be a saving grace. In fact, Chris Mila, Rabbi Mila talking. Amaloi Ubris Kodesh Yabrumi Alecha. Amalo Shemay Min Tafta Lahem O Yuchayzer B'tshuva. Amalo, let's know, Yosaychi Yosfalozi. They were happy with the way they were. The Gemara then concludes, Miyad Hiniyach Yodov Al Rosho. It describes Avraham Avinu's posture. Strange. He put his hands on his head. He puts his hands on his head. V'hayotzoek u'bochet. The Gemara describes him standing with his hands on his head and his bochet. V'omalo. Chemech has v'sholom eilem takona. Are you telling me it's all over? The grand experiment, my children. It's over. Yotus Abasko, the Omar, Bomerlo, Zayas Ranam, Yefei Pri Tolar, Korash, Shemcha, Ma Zayazu, Achriso, the Sofo, after being crushed and smashed and bashed. We look at the end of the Zayas. Produces beautiful Shemitzayas. Af Yisrael, Achrison Pesofa. That'll be the end. The ending will come out with beautiful Shemitzayas, and that'll be the Achris of Father Self. Okay, that's story one. Same Gemara Menachos, the same Daf, Daf Nun Gimel. I know it's a song, but it's a Gemara, not a song. Yavo Yedid, Ben Yedid, Gemara says, same Amud. Yavo Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'yivne Yedid, L'Yedid, V'chelko Shel Yedid, V'yiskaper Bo Yedid. Yavo Yedid Zeshlomo HaMelech Tefseh V'yishlach V'yadnosim HaNovi V'yikrish Mo Yedidya Ben Yedid Zeavrom Tefseh Mali Yedidi V'yasi. That's the Gemara we just saw. It's a puzzle. And that's Avraham Avinu was called Yedid. V'yit Zeshlomo Ben Avram, the descendant of Avraham Avinu. Yivne Yedid Zeh Beis HaMikdash the Chsiv and the Pasuk by Yedidos Mishkan Osecha Pasuk and Tehillim Li Yedid for the sake of Yedid Zakadosh Baruch Hu the Chsiv Hashivim of Li Yedidi. Maybe we say Rashal Shudas Yedid Nefesh of Rachamon the Chelko Shal Yedid Zevin Yomin Shenemar Levin Yomin Amar Yedid Hashem Yishtom Chodet Acholot Yiskapru bo Yedidim Eli Yisrael. Pasuk is quoted. So this is the description of the Beis HaMikdash. That Yedid and Yedid was Boina Yedid, Li Yedid, Heltosh of Yedid, and Yiskapru bo Yedidim. Examine the word you did. It's a shemos hamardofim, synonyms to you did is chader, reya, ohev. But there is a liyohu explains the word you did as follows. The Morin Subis says, Darish Bar Kapar. Gedolim Asa Tzadikim Yosu Mimai Se Shemayim Ba'oretz. The Ma'aseh Shemayim Ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Kibayachol with one hand. Af Yodi Yos Ha'aretz, V'yamini Tovcho Shemayim. Tosfos explains, it's one hand per Bria. The Ha'aretz is Yodi, and Shemayim is Yamini. Even the Ma'aseh Yidayim Shal Tzadikim, which refers to the Beis Hamikdash, Rashi explains, and that's the pasuk the Gemara brings down. Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodefa. The Beis Hamikdash was created with two hands. The Maral in Parshas Vayetze, talking about the ladder, Sulam Butzo Arzo, Roshel Magin HaShemayim. And Rashi says the bottom of the ladder was in Beisel, top of the ladder. And the middle of the ladder was connected to Beis HaMikdash. The middle of the ladder, she below, it's on a slant, and the middle of the ladder was in Beis HaMikdash. And the Maral of Gerari asks, why is there any hashivas to the middle of the ladder? We understand if you want to talk about where a ladder is, you can talk about the bottom, and you can talk about the top. But who cares about the middle? What's the middle of the ladder? So the Maral says, this is what this all means. There's the tachtonim, that's the bottom of the ladder, is the tachtonim. And then there's the elyonim. And the Elyonim are Ruchniyim. That's one hand. One hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ruchniyus. And the other hand, the Atzmol, created Oretz. That's the Tachdonim. That's this world. So the worlds were created with one hand. There's Ruchniyus, and there's a Gashmius Baruch. The middle of the ladder is what's kosher, the bottom of the ladder to the top of the ladder. What's machaber together, the bottom and the top, is the middle. The middle connects the top and the bottom. So the middle is connected to Beis HaMikdash, says the Maral. Because the Beis HaMikdash was the mokom that was machaber elyonim betachtonim. That's the mokom hachibur of ruchnius and gashmius. And that's two yodai. See, that's where the two yodai come together. Maral says, the biggest merchok in a person's body is his hands. He stretches out his hands, and that's the biggest merchok a person could make. Take the two hands. When the two hands do something together, so that's a chibur of two things that are really the miracle. So you have two things. The Shemayim was created with one hand. The Oretz was created with one hand. Ruchnius and Gashmius. The Emtza HaSulam, which is Machaber Elyonim and Tachtonim, that's created with two hands, the Gemara sort of says. Mikdash Hashem Konanu Yodecha. That's two hands. The two hands are Mechaber Yachad, and the Mokom, which imbues the Tachtonim with the Ruchnius, the place that really is supposed to happen, where it happens at its optimum degree, where the Shechina is Shorem, Lamata, and Ruchnius exists in a real palpable way, and infuses everything we do with Ruchnius, that's the Beis HaMikdash. That's where that Chibur of Torahs, and that's why it's two Yadayim, and that's the middle of the Sulam. That is Mechaber Elyonim V'Tachtonim. Yadid is the word Yad twice. Yad, Yad. That's the word you did. The relationship of the Yadid is a chibur of two yadai, taking two things and mechaber them to work together. Avraham Avinu was the first. Matli Yadidi Bebesi. Avraham Avinu was standing in the Makom HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Matli Yadidi Bebesi. What is my Yadid doing here? What do you want? And Avraham Avinu says, where's the Beis HaMikdash? I'm the Yadid. And we created a Beis HaMikdash so that all of Klal Yisrael could be Yadid. Right? The Iskapru Bo Yadid. You have a Yadid, then Yadid. Tomu HaMelech Shukam, Ben Yadid, the son of Avraham Avinu, the Yimne Yadid, the Yiskapru Bo Yadid. So Avraham Avinu said, what happened? What happened? Mali Yadid the basis. Says, Avraham Avinu, what happened? And the Baruch Hu says, Chotu, Pagol. And Avraham Avinu is looking for ways to maintain the Yadidus without the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the Chatoa Bo Vishogei. Maybe bris milah is enough to do it. Maybe this, maybe that. Maybe it's only a means of Klal Yisrael. Maybe we can maintain the Yadidus. And the Rosh Baruch Hu says no. But ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash will come back. So Mali Yadidi Bebesi, there's no more Beis HaMikdash. And the Koach of Yadidi, and therefore Avraham Avinu puts Shnei Yodov Al Rosho. He puts his two hands on his head. Because that's what he's crying about. He's crying about the two hands. The Mikdash Hashem, Konenu Yodecha. And therefore he niach yodov al rosho. And he's bochet for the lack of yedidus, what we lost with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he represents yedidus. And Shlomo HaMelech did. And Binyamin. Binyamin, it says, Moshalach and Gufo, the Gemara says, Rima Vitaleya. That's a Yadid Hashem, where he was. He transformed his body in a way that Rima Vitaleya was not showing in his body. And that's the loss that we have, is that not for Smila, nothing. We try, we do, we put on tefillin, we make brachas. Daven, but nothing could replace. It's all struggle, struggle, struggle. We try, we try, we try. But the Mishkan Hashem, if it did, the Hashmikdash Hashem Kavnu Yodecha, at the emphasis of Sulam, the real Hebrew El Yom Tachtonim is the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Shechina was shown at the Lata, and that's Kavnu Yodecha, and that we don't have anymore. And that's what, the proper posture to be bochet over that is to be miniach shtei yodov al rosho and to be bochet. And that's one point. Second thought, Lo Kashur was the first base of Mikdash onto the second base of Mikdash. The Gemara in Psochem who comes streaming to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is described in this pasuk as Beis Elokei Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Elokei Yaakov, below Elokei Avraham Yitzchak. Lo Kavram Shekosov Bohar, Avram called the Mokom Ahar, Asher Yomer Hayom, Ahar Hashem Yiroyah. Lo Ki Yitzchok Shekorol Sodeh, Shekosov Bo Sodeh, Shenemar Vayetzi Yitzchok Osuach Bo Sodeh, Elekiyako Shekro Bayis, Shenemar Vayikro Shema Mokom Ahu, Beis Eil. So we want to try to understand the Gemara. The The Beis HaMikdash had many functions. One was to bring Korban Ostia. The Rambam says it's a sasei to build the base of Hashem. Muchon ma'akrib their korbanos. Muchon leos ma'akribable korbanos. That's not a small thing to explain on Shabbos. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the message of korbanos, the declaration of Hashem Echad, and that's Avraham Avinu. He called it a har. Of course, the place where people were back with korbanos for those years was on a har, Har Marina, a har of Gavoa. That's where they were back with korbanos. That's where they built the Bechos. They were back with korbanos. And Avraham Avinu is back with Yitzchak, and that's like the quintessential korban. So that's Avraham Avinu Korohar, stressing or being madgish the aspect of the Beis HaMikdash that it's a mokom to bring korbanos. And again, korbanos is has a specific message itself. That's not bringing korbanos, but it's that aspect of the Beis HaMikdash. Yitzchok, Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach Basod. Certainly another aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, Kivesi Beis Tfilo Yikore L'Cholam. It was a mokum to come davening. We learned in Melachim, Shlomo HaMelech said his tfilo about the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't talk much about korbanos. He stressed that it's a mokom to daven, to pour one's out, one's heart out to Hashem. You're in the mokom Hashchina, and the davening there is with an intensity. And it's the Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Nina Mushari Tvila, down the key. And we have Eichel, we read Sosam Tvilasi. And that's the Yitzhak Yitzchok Lasuach Basodet. And that's in the Sodet. You don't need a bias. You don't have a har. You're not supposed to daven in the Mokum Kovoa. And Yitzchak goes to daven in the Sodet. Maybe if it's a wide open space, you're not supposed to daven there either. So some to Mokum Tzenua. But that's basically what. That also is not what the Goyim Laos and Lombo will make them come streaming to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Avraham Avinu Shekar Ohar. Maybe that's the korban aspect. Lo Ki Yitzchak Shekar Ohar. That's maybe the tefillah aspect. But Yaakov Avinu pulls it a bias. Manora Amokom Azeh Ein Zeh Ki Beis HaMikdash V'Zeshar HaShemayim. It's Nora. This is the Mokum Shechina. This is where you see the Kohan do the Avoda, which had the impact of the Pasuk said by Maaser Sheni, you go in the Yiros Hashem. You go in places, the scribes, go and you watch the Kohan do the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. You see the Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash. And this creates, it's a hamchasha. It makes real Aramuna Bashem. It makes it real. This is the Mokum Shechina. It's a bias. A Mokum Kavua for the Shechina, the Vayochel, Lamata. And we said, maybe it is kosher, with what I said before. The Mokum you did. You see that, and it has the effect of creating a hamchasha, a heritage of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reality of Yiras Shamayim, as the Pasuk describes it, the Yiras Hashem Elokecha, places above the Basra, that's why they made Chadorim, when they first made the Takana. When they first made the Takana, because the fathers weren't able to chanuch the children anymore. So they make Chadaran. So where would they make Chadaran? You would think they'd make Chadaran in every city. But they made Chadaran in Yerushalayim. And so they built dormitories. And so to get travel back and forth every day. So they brought the kids to Yerushalayim. So why then why they build a Chadaran in Yerushalayim for? Right, they make it first one of the Takan. He did seal, take, say, so, of the Varashah, we shall want, the Gemara says. Which is the same source of the Sanhedrin and you shall want, the base of Yiddish. And Tosis explains, because that is where there's Yerushalayim. That's where you experience the Shekhinah and how you experience the Shekhinah. It's real. And you're right. No room of giving Mikdash Echa. I know Ramakam Hazeh. That's why that is the place to learn Torah. That's and really, maybe that's represented by the Aram and the Kache Kache. That's beyond Karbanos, beyond Tfilah. That's Torah, and that's learned with Yerushalayim. That's a palpable sense of this is Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Goyim are looking for, loss of love. I'm looking for karbana, says the Gemara. And I'm looking even for bakum tefillin, not primarily. What's going to make that stream come is Yaakov Shekaro Bayis. This is the Beis Hashem. This is the bakum of the Shekhinah. They come, they experience. Because Baruch Hu, that's what they're coming for. That's the bias.